In today's Mishnah, we're in the seventh and eighth Mishnah from the second Perek Masechta Bechorot, and we continue learning about situations of doubt regarding a Bechor Behema. So Mishnah says, Shtei Rechelot, we've got two sheep that have not yet given birth to an animal. Ve'adu Shneiz Charim, and they both give birth to males. Then, that's a clear-cut case. We've got the two offspring, and definitely have the Kedusha Bechor, and they both have to be given to the Kohen. Noten Shneim LaKohen. What if the two animals were Zachar and Nekeva? Well then, clearly again, even though you don't know which is the parent of which animal, nonetheless, well, the zachar, the male that was born, has the status of bechor and a zachar the kohen. What happens though if shnei zacharim unekeva? If we discover that three animals were born to these two sheep, Mishnah says achad lo v'achad lo kohen. One is definitely a bechor because you've got two males. It's impossible to have a situation case where at least one male wasn't a bechor. However, the second male is in a situation of doubt. I mean, it could have been a second born twinned with the female that came out first. So therefore, once again, he can retain it. Based on what we said in yesterday's Mishnah, that again, Hamotzi Mechavaro Alavareya. However, I mean, the burden of proof is not quite to say that this both these Zacharim were the firstborns. Now the question is, which of the two males animals does a Kohen take? So Rabbi Tarfon, again, this follows a similar pattern we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. Initially, he was of the position that Kohen Borei Lo Etiyafet, that the stronger of the two animals clearly was the one that came out first. Either came out first if it was twinned with a female, or was the one that was born on its own. Rabbi Kiva says, no meshamnim b'nehem, meaning, again, the machloket, the doubt is really regard. They're both going to be fighting over the stronger of the two animals, the hasheni, so therefore the weaker of the two would go to the kohen, and the stronger of the two that stays in the hand of the baalim would be ad shistaev, he'd have to wait till it develops a blemish, because it could have been a bechor, and still, however, chayiv matanot, he would be obligated to, nonetheless, once he shechts this animal, to give the kohen the gift, the Zerah L'chaim Akeva. This is again, as we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, because a Kohen can say to him, look, if it's a Bechor, you should be giving the entire animal. If you're saying it's not a Bechor, then definitely I should be getting the Matanot. Rabbi Akiyosi, however, says, Poter, he says he's exempt, and that is because, we can really explain in the next Mishnah, but we already alluded to it in yesterday's Mishnah, that in a situation where there's a doubt regarding which is a Bechor, we treat it as if it was in the possession of the Kohen and developed a blemish there, such as it's exempt from the Matanot, and then handed to and gifted to the Israel. That's why he says it would be exempt from the Matanot. What happens if met echad mehen, one of these two Zacharim that we have a doubt regarding which of them is the definite Bechor and which is a Safek? We say in that situation, Rabbi Tarfon again changes his position and says, they've each got a 50-50 share in both these animals, so yachaloku, they will simply divide the remaining male Bechor, because they have a 50-50 share in them. However, Rabbi Akiva, consistent with the opinion we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, says, Hamotzi mechavaro, alav araya. The burden of proof is placed on the Kohen, so the owner can retain it, train this animal, and deal with it as like a Safek Bechor, like we've been explaining. Next, Shtei Nekevot v'Zachar. If there are, in this situation, we find there were two female and one male lamb born to these two Rechelot, or Shnei Zacharim, or Shnei Nekevot, or two males and two females, then in that situation, it's possible that none of the animals are Bechor, because it could have been the two females, could have been the two firstborns from these two Rechelot, from these two sheep. Therefore, in Kan the Kohen Klum, the Kohen does not get either of these two animals, either of these Zacharim, these two males, because once again, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alavaraya. If you wanted to extract some from someone, the burden proof is on you. Nonetheless, I have to state this every time, that since they might be Bechorot, the owner has to wait till it develops a mum, a blemish, before he can slaughter it and consume it, because it could be a Bechor. Let's now learn Mishnechet. Achat bikra v'achat shelo bikra. What if there are the two sheep? One has given birth and the one has not given birth. Ve'aldu shis charim and gives birth to two males. So in that situation, one is definitely the Bechor and the other one is definitely not a Bechor. However, the two got mixed up. We don't know which is which. So a chadlo v'chadlo kohen. One's going to be given to the kohen and one's going to be retained. However, how do we deal with the situation where, in this case, we don't know which is which? So it's like a mixture between a bechor and a not bechor. Very similar to what we learned in yesterday's Mishnah and also the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Borei Lo Etiyafet. Rabbi Tarfon again, even in this case, he says you can assume that the stronger, healthy one, that is the bechor. However, the Kiva once again says, Meshamnim b'neihem, meaning that the owner retains the fatter of the two, the healthier, and gives the weaker one to the Kohen. Because again, if the Kohen wanted to take the bigger of the two, then he has to prove that one came first. The Hasheni, meaning that which stood, that was retained by the owner, Yireh Ad Shistaev, he must wait till it develops a blemish, out of concern that it might indeed be a bechor. However, once again, he's chayv matanot. He, once he shechts this animal that he retained and develops a blemish, he has to still give the gifts, the zroa lechayayim and keva, to the kohen, that one has to give from any regular animal. Because again, the kohen can say, look, it's either bechor, you give me the whole thing, or you at least give me the matanot. Rabbi Yossi, again, he exempts him from giving the matanot. And here's where we see his opinion explained, despite the fact we raised it in previous Mishnah and in yesterday's Mishnah. He says, Kol shechalifav biyad ha-kohen, any situation we've got a safek bechor, and one of them is given to the kohen and the other one is retained. So in other words, like all these situations where there were two, kohen gets one and he and the owner retains another one, we say patur mina matanot, he's exempt, because why? Since we trying to determine who gets what, and the kohen gets one and the owner gets another, then we treat it as if that if the one retained by the owner was a bechor, it's considered as if it was given to the kohen, developed a mum there, and then was gifted to the in Israel. Rabbi Meir, however, says no, he's chayiv. He's absolutely obligated to give the matanot, and that is Rabbi Meir's basically like the opinion of the Tanakama, that because the kohen can say, as I've already explained a few times, look, either it's a bechor or it's chulin. Either way, I should be at least getting the matanot. Let's continue. Metachal mehem. What happens if one of these animals died? So just to remember the case, we're dealing with a situation where two zecharim, two male, were born to two sheep. One has already given birth and one has not yet. So it's a firstborn of one of them. But then one of them died. So Rabbi Tarfon once again says, Yachloku, since there's a safek involving these two animals, they have to 50-50 share in both of them. And therefore, since there's only one remaining, they would split it. Rabbi Kiva says, no. This remaining case is one of a doubt, and a motzi mechavero alav haraya, that if the kohen wants it, he has to prove it's his. Zachar nekeva, if however, in the situation where there were these two rechelot, these two sheep, one had given birth, one had not, and they gave birth to a zachar nekeva, male and female, and we don't know which is the mother of the male, then in that situation, since it's possible that the male was born to the sheep that had already given birth, so it's not a bechor, in other words, there's a doubt whether there's even a bechor in the situation, in kan lekohen klum, the kohen doesn't get it, because again, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, he'd have to prove that that's a bechor, but the person who retained it, he would have to, important to state once more time, that he would have to wait to develop a blemish before he can eat it, because it might indeed be the bechor. Those are the Mishnah today.